I hadn't worn the Indiana Jones costume for 18 years. Early in our production process, the costume was sent to my house for me to try on to see, you know, where we would have to change sizes and so on and so forth. And I put it on, and it fit like a glove. I felt really comfortable and ready to go. And it felt good. It felt really good. Everyone has a positive attitude when they do something like this, and you feel that you're doing the best job you can with it, or you hope you are. But you never I never anticipate success in that order of magnitude that the first three films achieved. I was surprised by it. I was delighted by it. And on another level, I knew when we were making the film what virtues it had. I knew that it was really good storytelling, really good filmmaking. It was funny. It had a great deal of adventure and surprise to it all. On one level, I wasn't surprised at its success. On another level, I certainly was surprised by the level of success that we reached. If the hat falls off, we have to have a good reason for it. In other words, there's got to be a joke involved, or there's got to be some narrative process at work here, because the hat does not fall off. If it does come off when we're shooting, we usually cut and put it back on. But I've learned to do a lot of things, very physical things, and keep my hat on. And it's not by stapling it, really. But it's a lot of work sometimes to keep the hat on.